Drive Time on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Zurich. New year, new decade. Be future ready with Zurich, the power behind your pension.
It was day one of Davos today. The US President Donald Trump arrived in town. And every year, of course, thousands of political and business leaders, academics, activists and journalists gather for the annual World Economic Forum. This afternoon, climate activist Greta Thunberg spoke about her last 18 months as a campaigner. Later, President Trump spoke in the main conference hall. Let's hear some of what was said.
At the same time, I'm proud to report the United States is among the cleanest air and drinking water on Earth, and we're going to keep it that way. And we just came out with a report that at this moment, it's the cleanest it's been in the last 40 years. We're committed to conserving the majesty of God's creation and the natural beauty of our world. Today, I'm pleased to announce the United States will join 1 Trillion Trees Initiative, being launched here at the World Economic Forum. 1 trillion trees. This is not a time for pessimism. This is a time for optimism. Fear and doubt is not a good thought process, because this is a time for tremendous hope and joy and optimism and action. But to embrace the possibilities of tomorrow, we must reject the perennial prophets of doom and their predictions of the apocalypse. These alarmists always demand the same thing: absolute power to dominate, transform, and control every aspect of our lives. We will never let radical socialists destroy our economy, wreck our country.
Now, that was President Trump, of course. Ryan Heath is senior editor at Politico. Ryan, you slept out in minus 17 temperatures last night with the protesters. That thinly veiled pop there by Donald Trump at Greta Thunberg and her followers won't cut any ice with them, will it? A trillion trees doesn't cut it.
Absolutely not. I think people, you saw from that scattered applause, welcome the commitment to 1 trillion trees. But no one's fooled. Donald Trump doesn't believe in any kind of serious systematic government action on climate change. That's why he's decided to withdraw the US from the Paris Climate Agreement. And while that doesn't mean that anyone here can take the moral high ground, because there is a lot of greenwashing, there is a lot of good green talk, but not always green follow through. At the end of the day, there is a pretty strong consensus emerging here that we haven't been doing enough, and that it's going to require, if it's on everybody's part, fairly quickly to turn that around. And Donald Trump didn't come with any message to suggest he was really going to be joining that train today.
You were there in the cold last night, and very, very cold it must have been. How many of the multimillionaires and billionaires and industrialists came to talk to the protesters?
That was just me. Sorry to report that. We have a situation here where there's more than 100 billionaires that are circling or participating in the conference. And the reason I chose to do that is I thought, I've seen all of the highs of Davos. You can get all the caviar and all the celebrities you want here, and I've been doing that for 8 years. But with so many messages and so much concern around extreme weather, extreme inequality, and other extremes in our society, I thought it's time to experience those extremes. And I have to say, a lot of people were scared to join that. They didn't like the idea of being in minus 17 degrees. They prefer to talk about these issues rather than experience those realities.
But, you know, it is that thing. Greta Thunberg manages again and again to get under the skin of Donald Trump. And for the protesters there last night, that must be a victory of sorts.
Yes, and she's co-opted the WEF very successfully as well, that being the World Economic Forum. So if you go to their website or look at any of the official material about the conference, Greta Thunberg is listed ahead of President Trump and Angela Merkel in the list of speakers. She's the video that's featured before anything else. And she's got some very strident messages that conflict pretty directly with a lot of the WEF's biggest members and supporters, where she wants an immediate divestment from all fossil fuel industries. So that's a pretty brave move on the WEF's part, to essentially create a conflict in its own ecosystem, where it's always been driven by consensus up until now.
Ryan Heath in Davos, thank you very much.